morning. Welcome to Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Yoav Saralba.
And I'm Willem Backus.
And we're talking today about a variety of destinations. The first one off the bat is a place we've traveled through many times before, and that's Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert McBride joins us. He's the director of the Rockingham Arts and Museum Project, better known in the area as RAMP. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Last time we went through Bellows Falls, I could not believe my eyes. What a difference in 30 years. This is a city certainly in the midst of revitalization.
Yep. Yeah, we got a lot of momentum going on and a lot more projects down there. Fortunately, today we're having a beautiful day. Some of that heat wave is broken. And we'd like you all to come visit us anytime you'd like.
Now, what exactly is the Rockingham Arts and Museum Project? What have you undertaken to bring a new focus into life in Bellows Falls?
Well, the Rockingham Arts and Museum Project is basically an organization whose mission is to economically revitalize the community through the arts. And I'm pretty much a museum without walls. I don't have a one location. I work on different projects, and there's virtual walls that go up around those projects as we complete them and work on them. And pretty much just involves all aspects of the community, social service agencies, businesses. We just take on all the roles and mix everyone up and turn out projects that make our community with more pride and self-esteem and economic benefit.
Yes. What have been some of the projects that a visitor would really like to take in? For example, you have to do something with music, you have the outdoor murals,
exactly.
Theater.
Well, we have several of those projects. One is the mural project you mentioned, which a visitor would notice no matter what time of day they came to town, because we painted a large 32 by 40 foot mural on the side of a building that greets visitors to the downtown. It's a mural that was, the theme is the square at the turn of the century, the 19th century. And if one looks at the mural and then actually progresses right into the square a moment later, you'll see that a lot of those buildings are still intact and exist. Another bigger project we did, which you might not notice, was a project we did with a housing developer called Housing Vermont in the state of Vermont. And we took an old derelict building and turned it into 10 affordable living workspaces for artists with 6 retail spaces with a focus on the arts. And that's right off the main square, and it's called the Exner Block.
What I particularly liked about the little town of Bellows Falls is it is very vibrant. Number of stores, people walking around. It's a New England town as you would imagine it.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those New England towns, though, that was industrial base. It was on the Connecticut River, and it was incorporated in 1753, so we're coming up on our 250th anniversary soon. But it was always a town that was based on the river and the industry that the river brought. It's one of the places that the first canal was dug in the United States, chartered in 1792 and finished in 1802. So when people have an image of Vermont, a lot of them think of the ruralness of Vermont, which is a big aspect of Vermont. But there were a series of towns up the river, Brattleboro, Bellows Falls, Windsor, that were based on the river economy, because rivers at that time were like the big airports of their days.
And, of course, it then evolved into a railroad center. And for many years, their steam town was there. It's no longer there. But you still have the Green Mountain Flyer train and the Green Mountain Railroad. And that brings in busload after busload, particularly as fall foliage season approaches.
And that's true. That'll be coming up. The Green Mountain Railroad does run the tours through the summer into the foliage. And we're also lucky that Amtrak stops here. So we still have, you can go from Washington, D.C. up to Montreal with a bus connection. And Amtrak stops right in Bellows Falls, Vermont.
And that's certainly a very relaxing way to do the trip. Get on the rails, and you get on the train, and your cares are swept away. It's like going back to a bygone era right from the start of your travel experience.
It's true. I mean, I try to take the train to New York as much as I can. I mean, it's not the fastest train, but I really treasure the time that I'm on it, because it takes me away from my telephone, my fax machine, and everything else. And so it's a great way to travel.
Hear, hear to that.
Yeah, you get on the train and you can read, look out the window, talk to people, walk up and down.
Nap. I take a lot of naps on the train.
Oh, you can catch up on your sleep time.
That's exactly.
And getting back to Bellows Falls, I mean, you've got a number of restaurants that have opened up. You've if you're into the diner experience, Miss Bellows Falls Diner is a tradition. You can't get a better breakfast than the Miss Bellows Falls Diner.
Yes, and the Miss Bellows Falls Diner was part of the Worcester Diner series built, and those were built over a number of years. The one in Bellows Falls, as you mentioned, Miss Bellows Falls Diner, is a 1926 Worcester traveling diner established then. And then we have the great restaurant Una's, which opened a couple of years ago, and Una's is the one that does a great folk music series every Thursday night. And Charlie Hunter, who organizes Flying Under Radar, is the person that brings in great singer-songwriters to that venue. It's a small, intimate venue, and it's great. And pretty much anyone, if they can get to my website, can then go and find out more and more details about all of this stuff. And if it's appropriate to throw it in,
please do.
It's www.ramp, which is RAMP-VT, as in Vermont, .org. And if you go there, you can get linked to the Chamber of Commerce, the walking tour of Bellows Falls, and know about things that are going on in the region.
I would certainly recommend someone take that walking tour, because history comes alive. You can do it at your own pace, take an hour, hour and a half, drop in, meet the people. That's part of the experience of visiting small town Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so much of Bellows Falls is something that a visitor could come in and just walk around on their own, because the architecture is there, as I said, in the downtown. It's almost like a little Italian piazza of brick architecture, and the tower from the municipal building is like a tower out of Florence. And then you just walk up these stairs to a residential neighborhood that's full of grand old Victorian houses. So it's pretty interesting just to take a little time out and stroll around on your own.
And these houses, people are spending money to update them, make them the way they look at the turn of the century. They're not 30 years ago, they were, many of them, falling into disrepair. People had subdivided them into tenements and welfare homes, and now people are moving in from around the country, recognizing the architectural heritage and the gems that they are.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, over the 4th of July weekend, we have a Victorian house and garden tour where many of the houses are open, and that's available through the website. It's an annual event. But it's really great to see some of these large houses, which you can't imagine how anyone maintained them, coming back to life with the detailing and the work that went into them. There's a local organization in town that hosts a painting advisor comes in and will meet with homeowners about the houses and the colors that they might have been painted. And our local hardware store, Brown and Roberts, is willing to provide the paint at a discount if people want to hook up to it. So it's really community coming together and taking pride in what it has there.
And somebody told me on the internet that a great retro-type experience, the Whippoorwill cabins, take you back at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That they like stepping off the interstate to 1935 or something with their screened-in porches and the pine trees around them. So I'll have to get down and try to experience that, as if getting off the highway, the interstate, and road travel was like in the 30s and 40s.
That's exactly right. It's just, you're coming in from the north there, and there's a series of small cabins that were built in the 30s or 40s, and you just gotta, it's open seasonally, and it's an incredible experience.
And then come down and have breakfast at the diner and walk around the downtown square and take in the shops. Bellows Falls is an experience.
Yeah, you can walk over the bridge and you walk right into New Hampshire, but the bridge at that point goes over the river. It's the first sighting of where a bridge was built over the Connecticut River, and it's the narrowest point in the Connecticut River's flow. And there's Indian petroglyphs that have been carved into the sides of the banks on both sides. And it's pretty amazing to see that level of history, too.
A lot of history in Bellows Falls. Well, Robert McBride from the Rockingham Arts and Museum Project, thank you for taking a few minutes this morning to join us here on Travel World. And the website, again, www.ramp-vt.org, to get all the information and links about a great little small town in New England revitalizing itself, getting a focus on the arts and culture, and making a tremendous weekend getaway destination. And, of course, when we come back on Travel World, getting your car to Mexico, the transcontinental trip odyssey.